Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think somebody who cares a fair amount about opening day in the big leagues is with us to talk a little basketball. My friend Chris Spitola, SiriusXM, ESPN, who joins us. Sir, how are you? Happy opening day.
Yeah, likewise, Adam. I hear the joy in your voice. It's good to talk to you.
Even though I'm a Mets fan.
Yeah, despite that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I still hear it.
Our opening day starter is hurt. Just, why would this year be different than most others? All right, so I'm not going to get into the ACC was disrespected. That conversation's been had. I talked about it with Joe Lenardi yesterday. I'm done trying to prop the league up, and the league doesn't really need to be propped up. It stands on its own merits. Let's deal with the teams. First one we're going to see tonight is Clemson. But let's start with the Tar Heels. What kind of problem do you think Alabama poses for UNC tonight?
Well, there's one problem, and then there's sort of a macro potential. The first problem is Mark Sears. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you haven't observed. He's been great, and in this tournament, you know, if you have one player, and we've seen it in a few of these games, you have one guy who can go for a big number, especially in a lower possession game, which Alabama just came off of against Grand Canyon. You've got a shot. The other thing is, Adam, like, This Alabama team stylistically can be tough. You know, they play up tempo, they shoot a lot of threes, mm-hmm. they want that thing in a track meet. And if they are playing well, if they are making shots, they can be a load to handle. The problem for them this year is they haven't had that offensive firepower, and you know, to borrow a line from the great Top Gun, their offense is writing checks that their defense has not been able to cash this year. And so if they want to get into that track meet, but if they're not making shots, their defense has a hard time withstanding. So, I think Carolina has proven they've got a bit of a switch they can flip on. Mm-hmm. I think certainly they are more talented across the board. They're more veteran or more physical. If they make shots tonight, it's going to be hard for Alabama to get out and transition and do what they can do best. So I don't see this thing going all that well. But again, when you have a special player and you have an offense that can be explosive at times, you know, it's certainly a threat.
Chris Spitola joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I'm going to use a Roy Williams line when he referred to his own team. We have a lot of shooters. We don't have a lot of makers. Alabama has shot over 1,000 threes this year. Now, as a team, they're shooting a fairly decent percentage. If you shoot almost 37% as a team, that's pretty good. But really, that's coming from just two sources. Sears and Reitzel. Those are the two guys who make a high percentage, and they shoot a lot of them. The other guys are pretty hit or miss. There's a lot of sub 30% three-point shooters who have the green light to go. They're sort of like, you remember the old baseball player Rob Deere, who had hit a lot of home runs, but he was about a 200 hitter, which this is before the analytical age where it was okay to strike out 195 times a year. Back in the day, it really wasn't, and Deere wasn't that good a player. I think North Carolina, you bring up a good point, though. North Carolina, I think, if they bring their defense, I just don't see them having... Look, can Spears go for a big number even if Carolina's defense is good? Yeah, I think they can. I think he can. But I don't see North Carolina having too much trouble if they commit defensively the way they have all year.
Yeah, and then you add in, you know, the two X factors of Cormack and Harrison making shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's a higher ceiling, I think, than the floor. I always get confused over the floor and the ceiling, which is the roof and all of that. But you know, I think Carolina has shown you that they can. There's another. Again, it kind of gets to that idea of flipping the switch. Like, I mean, they're down 12 in the first 10 minutes of that game against State, and there's no panic. You know,
right.
they have an ultimate belief. It's backed up by their defense. And then you have two grown-ups in Cormack and Harrison who, you know, obviously contribute in a number of different ways. But if they're making shots, now all of a sudden Carolina goes to that next level.
Yep.
So it's tough.
Big picture question before I move on to the other two triangle teams that will play tomorrow. It does seem that veteran teams have a pretty significant advantage when we get to tournament time. What was the last team that was dominant? I'm not saying that Alabama is dominated by young players because I don't think they are. But when was the last team dominated by young players that won a title?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports,
sure.
Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I mean, you got me.
Duke?
Yeah, but I mean, who were the? Here's a better question: who was the last team whose young player was their best player to win a national championship? You probably go back to Syracuse and Carmelo Anthony. I can't think of. I mean, unless again, even that Kentucky team with Anthony Davis, he wasn't necessarily their best player. He's their best prospect. That Duke team had best prospects. I don't think any of those freshmen on that 2015 were their best players.
No, I mean, that was a, like, they had a lot of guys who were almost at the same level, right? Quinn Cook, Tyus Jones. Jahlil Okafor might have been until the ankle injury that he suffered against Carolina, and then he was used basically as a decoy the rest of the season. Let me move on to the Blue Devils, who will play Houston last year in the tournament, and Chris Spitola from ESPN and SiriusXM is joining us here. Last year, they got to the second round of the tournament and got big boyed by Tennessee. The potential exists for that to happen against the Houston Cougars as well, although Houston is a little bit banged up. How do you see this going one way or the other?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen Houston six times. I did them six times this year.
Wow.
And, yeah, I don't think John Shire will shout this from the rooftops. He certainly is not going to tell his team, but they are catching Houston at the best possible time, to your point. Outside of the injuries and the toll that's taken, I do wonder over, 35-plus games, playing defense, that type of defense with that effort level, like, you start to wear down, and I think that's a part of the injuries. I also think it's part of how Houston has played. I also can tell you, Adam, like, Duke fits the profile of teams that have played them well this year. You know, BYU, for example, played Houston really well. And part of it is they shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they can spread you out and they make threes. I had Houston at Oklahoma. Houston won that game, that game that Jamal Shedd had that putback.
Right.
But Oklahoma played them as well as anybody in the Big 12 this year. And part of it was they made 11 threes in a game. When a team is as aggressive defensively as Houston is, you're going to get a lot of open threes. You're going to get a lot of that backside, weak side mm-hmm. three, that backside corner three. You've got to hit open threes against Houston, and Duke obviously has the ability to do that. The other vulnerability that has started to develop here is Houston's ability to defensive rebound. And it's not just against Texas A&M in the game the other day, because A&M is the best offensive rebounding team in the country. But I did Houston's game against TCU in the Big 12 tournament. And again, Houston won that game. But TCU had 27 offensive rebounds in that game. Crazy number.
That's crazy.
A lot of Duke's threes have come off of that offensive glass, And so you've got to have multiple ball handlers. You've got to have good team speed. You've got to be high assist, low turnover, and you got to be able to shoot the basketball. And so, look, Duke checks the blocks. Now, to your point about the physicality, I can tell you again from seeing enough of Houston, the first 10 minutes of this game are really, really important. First of all, those two bigs for Houston, Javier Francis and Juwan Roberts, they are going to, it's going to be a test of manhood for Kyle Filipowski early in that game. How Philip, like, they're going to want to look at the whites of his eyes and see what he has in him. It's the same for that Duke backcourt, like, yep. Especially that freshman and that sophomore. Like, L.J. Cryer and Jamal Shedd and Emmanuel Sharp to a degree are going to, it's a test of will. Like, they're going to line up against those dudes and see what they have. And you can't simulate with Houston what that defense does in practice. And so I've seen a lot of teams lose early to Houston because they just they can't adjust, or it takes too long to adjust to that defense. So if Duke is physically ready, you know, from a psychological standpoint, and then if they can make some threes, especially early in that game to set a tone, there's no question they have a shot to win that game.
All right, let's move on to the Wolfpack. At some point, you go from, you know, darling and glass slipper to, hey, this is actually a pretty good basketball team that is playing at their best than they have all year long, and maybe their best offensive player, the big man, DJ Burns, is playing the best he's played all year long, and it's no longer just a cool story, but they're going to be a tough out. How do you see where the Wolfpack sit as we head to the Sweet 16 against Marquette?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I think their formula has been win in March formula, and there's two sides to it. First of all, there's a personnel side. Your point about Burns is excellent. The other point is those guys around him are playing better than they have all year, generally speaking. Yep. Like Michael O'Connell was really good in the ACC tournament. Hits a big shot in their game the other day. I mean, like, he's playing well. Mohamed Diarra, I think, has been the key. Like, yeah. You know, obviously his rebounding has been critical, but like his scoring numbers are up. He's shown you he can hit a three. Yeah. Like you have to play him out there. Casey Morsell has been good. So you're getting guys that, if you can get guys in March to play a little bit outside of themselves, that's a winning formula. And then from an X and O perspective, over the last four games, their defense in almost every category has been better. Like they're holding teams, going back to the Virginia game in the ACC tournament, to 37% from the field. They are winning the battle. They've won the rebounding battle in every one of those games. They are dominating in the paint. Part of that's Burns, but some of that's just, you know, other guys. I mean, they are
Ben Middlebrooks
dominating. Yeah, like they're dominating teams in the paint, and they're winning the game at the foul line. And as you know, Adam, like, you go down the line, the majority of these games, especially this time in the tournament, the tail of the tape comes down to that foul line. So battle on the glass, battle in the paint, battle at the foul line, and your defense is the best it's been all year. That's kind of the formula to win this time of year. Now, you know, obviously the Burns matchup is going to be an interesting one. Like, what does Marquette do? They don't have a lot inside in terms of bulk and strength and rim protection. But then what do they do with Burns? What does Kevin do with Burns defensively with, you know, those guys on the perimeter,
the
role game and all of that?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think there's an X and O chess game implement or aspect to this. But it's good to be – what State is doing well, it is good this time of year to be doing well in those areas.
Chris Patola, do you feel comfortable making predictions, sir?
Always.
All right. Let's who do you have escaping this round and getting to the weekend?
From the three we talked about?
Yeah, and then we'll go to the other games as well.
Yeah, I think Duke's going to beat Houston. I think Marquette's going to beat NC State.
Right.
I think Clemson – I have Clemson beating Arizona. Yeah, maybe it's just sort of a feel-good thing, but I also think, again, what you need to be doing well this time of year, I think they are.
Yeah.
I would, if I was a betting man, I'd sprint to my DraftKings app and I would hand the 4.5 to Alabama and go home a winner. I think they win that game.
I've already gone to my app and done that. So yes.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah, you're the man. You know what you're doing.
And I like I like under 170 something.
Are you the guy stealing money from Shohei? Is that you, Adam Gold?
I don't have access to his account. Come on. Tell me you didn't raise an eyebrow. How does his interpreter have access to his account?
Dude, I did not believe one second of that statement he put out. Now we're getting off track. You guys don't believe me. The truth is far more to the middle than what Shohei just said the other day.
Gosh, there's so many questions that they won't answer. All right, so you and I like your ACC optimism state. I think State could beat Marquette, but I don't pick that either. I think they can keep that one close, but I like the others. Is anybody beating UConn in let's not say anybody. Is San Diego State beating UConn? No, right?
No, they will not beat UConn. But I do have Iowa State winning.
I do too.
And I think they could give UConn problems. You know, the key with Iowa State, Adam, and again, I had them like four times this year, and especially against Illinois, who does get fouled a lot and lives at the foul line. Like, Iowa State has to play that defense without fouling, and a lot of their games are about how games officiated.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's going to be the case today, and then the same with UConn. You know, I think Iowa State has size to battle up front, and I think they certainly have the perimeter defensively to play them, but they just can't lose the game at the foul line.
Chris Patola, we have to end it there. ESPN, Sirius XM, and big Shohei Ohtani fan. We will talk again very soon, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, you be good, Adam. Good talking to you.
You too. Chris Patola here on the Adam Gold Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.